Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dull of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and I would like to read with you verses 6, 7, and 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 8, where the Word of God says, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work." That's 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6, 7, and 8. And what we see as we come upon this passage of Scripture is some biblical instruction on giving unto the work of the Lord. You know, we find this concept of giving is brought out for us in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. And basically in the Old Testament, giving unto the Lord was based upon the tithe. As a matter of fact, there were three tithes that the Jewish people were to be giving unto the work of the Lord. As we come into the New Testament, it doesn't speak so much of the tithe, although I personally believe that tithing is where we begin to give unto the work of the Lord. But in the New Testament, the Bible teaches us that we should give out of that which we've received, and it doesn't necessarily put a percentage of giving on what we should give unto the work of the Lord. But we do have a principle here in verse 6 of 2 Corinthians 9, where it says, "He which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully." That's one of the passages in the Word of God that teach us that when we give greatly unto the work of the Lord, we will certainly receive greatly as well. If we give sparingly, we will receive sparingly. And you know, I've learned that lesson many times over and over in my life. And of course, I can point right back to when Nancy, my wife, and I were first married, that we decided that we were going to give a tithe out of our income. And of course, from that particular point on, we have come to the point where we give much more than the tithe. But we have found down through the years of over 50 years of marriage that even when we didn't have it really in the checkbook to give, we still by faith gave and God provided. It's absolutely true that when we give sparingly, we'll reap sparingly. But when we give bountifully, we will reap bountifully. My question to you is, how is your giving unto the work of the Lord? I know from time to time I've had people say to me, "Well, Pastor Gary, if I pay all my bills, then I don't have anything to give to the work of the Lord." Well, that's the problem. The principle of giving in the Word of God is that you give of the first fruits of your increase. In other words, the first check we should write out of our pay should be a check toward the work of the Lord. And when we give first to the Lord, God will supply. As it says there in verse 8 of 2 Corinthians 9, "And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work." You will learn that the Word of God is true, that when you give first to the work of the Lord, God will see to it that all of the rest of your needs will be provided for as well. Be a generous giver, and you will also then become a generous receiver from the hand of God. Father, we thank you for this teaching on giving unto you. It is my prayer that all who are under the sound of my voice, who know you through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, are generous givers to your work, because we know that when they give in a great way, you bless in a great way as well, for which we're thankful. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moments of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dull, Other Way of Truth Ministries, saying God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.